And now, Chapter 5, Frustration of the Sacrifice of Daksha. Maitreya said,
when Lord Shiva heard from Narad that Sati, his wife, was now dead because of Prajapati Daksha's insult to her, and that his soldiers had been driven away by the Ribhu demigods, he became greatly angry. Thus Lord Shiva, being extremely angry, pressed his lips with his teeth, and immediately snatched from his head a strand of hair, which blazed like electricity or fire. He stood up at once, laughing like a madman, and dashed the hair to the ground. A fearful black demon, as high as the sky and as bright as three suns combined, was thereby created, his teeth very fearful, and the hairs on his head like burning fire. He had thousands of arms, equipped with various weapons, and he was garlanded with the heads of men. When that gigantic demon asked with folded hands,
what shall I do, my lord?
Lord Shiva, who is known as Bhutanath, directly ordered,
because you are born from my body, you are the chief of all my associates. Therefore, kill Daksha and his soldiers at the sacrifice.
My dear Vidura, that black person was the personified anger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was prepared to execute the orders of Lord Shiva. Thus, considering himself capable of coping with any power offered against him, he circumambulated Lord Shiva. Many other soldiers of Lord Shiva followed the fierce personality in a tumultuous uproar. He carried a great trident, fearful enough to kill even death, and on his legs he wore bangles which seemed to roar. At that time, all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, the priests, the chief of the sacrificial performance, and the Brahmins and their wives, wondered where the darkness was coming from. Later they could understand that it was a dust storm, and all of them were full of anxiety. Conjecturing on the origin of the storm, they said, there is no wind blowing, and no cows are passing, nor is it possible that this dust storm could be raised by plunderers, for there is still the strong king body who would punish them. Where is this dust storm blowing from? Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur? Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, along with the other women assembled, became very anxious and said,
this danger has been created by Daksha because of the death of Sati, who, even though completely innocent, quit her body as her sisters looked on. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered, and he pierces the rulers of the different directions with his trident. He laughs and dances proudly, scattering their hands like flags, as thunder scatters the clouds all over the world.
The gigantic black man bared his fearful teeth. By the movements of his brows, he scattered the luminaries all over the sky, and he covered them with his strong, piercing effulgence. Because of the misbehavior of Daksha, even Lord Brahma, Daksha's father, could not have been saved from the great exhibition of anger. While all the people talked amongst themselves, Daksha saw dangerous omens from all sides, from the earth and from the sky. My dear Vidura, all the followers of Lord Shiva surrounded the arena of sacrifice. They were of short stature and were equipped with various kinds of weapons. Their bodies appeared to be like those of sharks, blackish and yellowish. They ran all around the sacrificial arena and thus began to create disturbances. Some of the soldiers pulled down the pillars which were supporting the pundal of sacrifice. Some of them entered the female quarters. Some began destroying the sacrificial arena, and some entered the kitchen and the residential quarters. They broke all the pots made for use in the sacrifice, and some of them began to extinguish the sacrificial fire. Some tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena, and some passed urine on the arena. Some blocked the way of the fleeing sages, some threatened the women assembled there, and some arrested the demigods who were fleeing the pundal. Maniman, one of the followers of Lord Shiva, arrested Bhrigu Muni, and Virabhadra, the black demon, arrested Prajapati Daksha. Another follower, who was named Chandesha, arrested Pusha. Nandishpar arrested the demigod Bhaga. There was a continuous shower of stones, and all the priests and other members assembled at the sacrifice were put into immense misery. For fear of their lives, they dispersed in different directions. Virabhadra tore off the mustache of Bhrigu, who was offering the sacrificial oblations with his hands in the fire. Virabhadra immediately caught Bhaga, who had been moving his eyebrows during Bhrigu's cursing of Lord Shiva, and out of great anger thrust him to the ground and forcibly put out his eyes. Just as Baladev knocked out the teeth of Dantavakra, the king of Kalinga, during the gambling match at the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, Virabhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha, who had shown them while cursing Lord Shiva, and Pusha, who by smiling sympathetically had also shown his teeth. Then Virabhadra, the giant-like personality, sat on the chest of Daksha and tried to separate his head from his body with sharp weapons, but was unsuccessful. He tried to cut the head of Daksha with hymns as well as weapons, but still it was hard to cut even the surface of the skin of Daksha's head. Thus Virabhadra was exceedingly bewildered. Then Virabhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which the animals were to have been killed. He took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha. Upon seeing the action of Virabhadra, the party of Lord Shiva was pleased and cried out joyfully, and all the Bhutas, ghosts, and demons that had come made a tumultuous sound. On the other hand, the Brahmins in charge of the sacrifice cried out in grief at the death of Daksha. Virabhadra then took the head and with great anger threw it into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, offering it as an oblation. In this way, the followers of Lord Shiva devastated all the arrangements for sacrifice. After setting fire to the whole arena, they departed for their master's abode, Kailas.
Thus ends the fifth chapter of the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Frustration of the Sacrifice of Daksha.